We're all virtually limitless.
This podcast is to provide a space for people to grow,
to rise,
and build.
This is for the people that are ready to step up and make moves,
no matter where they came from.
Welcome to the podcast.
Virtually limitless. This life we live, we get to choose. We can make excuses or make moves.
It's up to you.
Yeah, your network is your network.
So find your tribe or build it.
There's some change about to happen. I can feel it. Oh, this life we were given it. So take advantage, start living
I'm
it.
I'm on a mission, new beginnings to start living.
Yeah, virtually limitless.
You are tuning in to another episode of.
This is another episode of Virtually Limitless.
Hello, hello, Virtually Limitless family. I am Justine Mader, your co-host, and we are back with another just fire episode. And I'm so excited for our new guest that you guys get to meet. I have Esprit Devora here to share not only her excellence and knowledge in podcasting, influencer, as an author. Like, guys, she's just got a heart of gold. And I'm so excited to pick her brain on all sorts of great stuff today. So with that, Esprit, welcome to the Virtually Limitless show.
Thank you for having me. I think the show title is so great, and you are a perfect display of virtually limitless. I mean, can you share with everyone what's going on right now? Like, yes. That's amazing. Oh,
it's so funny. So I told her I like to give all of our hosts and interviewees just a glimpse of the fact that I do have a little one. And so off camera, I'm swaddling my newborn, Elliot. And so it's crazy because as a mom, sometimes we think that we're limited to what we can do. And, you know, as women, it's so hard to find what that balance looks like or what that should be in your life and business. And I want it all. So I'm here doing it all. And she was just so supportive, you guys. So that's why I had to say she has a heart of gold, because it's truly there.
I want to ask you a quick question. Wait, oh, sorry. Yeah. I cut you off. I don't mean to cut you off, but I have to know, as a mom, how do you mentally... How do you mentally process anything? You have your beautiful baby next to your body right now. You're doing a podcast interview and you're thinking about all the other things in life and in business. So can you give all of us, I'm not a mom, but just all of us listening, some sort of like kind of suggestion or insight on how as a mom to process our thoughts so that we can be virtually limitless?
Oh, you are so sweet. And I love this topic. And it's one that's super dear to me because I wasn't always as good as I am now. It takes practice, right? But I want to say that the easiest way for me to explain this is by using a metaphor. So I imagine my life looking through sunglasses or wearing baseball caps. So everybody wears at least one of those. And I have to look through that perspective or put on that hat and become that person for that place and where my feet are at. So currently right now I'm in the CEO, business mom, just so excited about future of virtual, opportunities. Here we're on a podcast and just hopefully bringing messages that will impact the world, especially during this pandemic where people are being moms, especially are being overloaded with not only that the kids are home now, virtual learning. Now they have to be, cook 24 hours a day too, where so many things have changed. Yeah. So I want to say the easiest tangible step that I could encourage any mom to consider is that you can't wear all the hats at the same time and you can't wear 10 different pairs of sunglasses at the same time. However, you can wear 10 different pairs very well, one at a time. So that's how I've tried to maintain my sanity. Is it always pretty? No, but absolutely worth it. Absolutely.
I think that's a good suggestion, even just in general, because sometimes, we have those I could picture it in my head, like that, those buckets and you have like, personal life, professional life, romance. I don't remember what the buckets are, but there's always a thing that you can't have all the buckets. I'm like, no, I wanna see that we can have all the buckets. What does that mean? And maybe it just means like, we can't have all the buckets. We just have to be in one at a time. We can't be in all of them simultaneously.
Exactly. And I think a huge part that you brought up too, maybe subconsciously, is the fact that all of us may have different sizes of buckets too. Maybe some people, they're fulfilled with doing more of the business and less of, the home life or mother life. That's fine. And this could be fatherhood too. I'm not here to just speak to the mothers. I know fathers are out there feeling the pressure outside as well. And just for you to know, and a huge part of what we do here as Free is helping identify what success means to you. And yeah. So for the person that is trying to become virtually limitless, that's staying true and aligned with what that is for you. For me, it's being a stay-at-home mom raising cute little boys and being able to engage and impact the world at the same time. Because I want it all. So this is how I do it. And there's so many people that do it too. And I just love hearing from your perspective too, with the way that coronavirus is impacting businesses and all sorts of stuff. I would love for you to share what you're seeing in your industry and how you've pivoted to help people through this crazy phase. Because this is kind of nuts.
Yeah. I love the question or just the intent of the conversation that you shared just before is like, what does success mean to you? And so I kind of would love to take like, maybe not how I've helped people and just kind of like disclaimer or preface or whatever the word is. I feel like my weakness is that I help too much. Like right before this call, someone showed up to my meetup event and had a completely different agenda than what the meetup is for. And I helped that person. So I have to get better at actually not helping. I have to get better at not helping. So I'm gonna pivot over to the success one because that really like lights me up. And the helping thing, I'll just say one last thing about it, is I help so much that what I'm working on personally is having self-care boundaries. Like, what are my boundaries? So like when the person joined, I said, I'm going to help you for the next 10 to 15 minutes. And then I'm going to focus on what the intent of this group is for. And that's new for me. Or yesterday every single day I am helping people. I really need to work on my boundaries. So success and achievement are my two 2021 words. Success has changed for me so many times over my career. Early in my career, success was being on the cover of Inc. magazine and Forbes. And it was like, it meant prestige and elitism or something, right? That was like success when I was like a new fresh entrepreneur.
Yes.
Then success, I forgot, success became about simply taking action forward. That was success. As long as I took action, that was success because I had a failed company. And then I'm like, what did that mean to me? Et cetera. Right.
Sure.
But now, really like how I have transformed success again. So for me now moving into 2021, I started to think about my peers and people I read about who have either achieved a lot of my peers in business, I should say, he either have achieved a lot of status or achieved a lot of money. And society dictates that if you achieve a lot of status, like followers, or you achieve a lot of money, you are successful. That's happiness. However, I don't believe that to be happiness because I was listening to this YouTuber just the other day who was talking about how he's making just $500,000 a month. $500,000 a month, right?
What?
Like crazy money. And what was he? He was depressed for a year or two, right? So it's like money, right? Money doesn't equate to happiness. And then all the people with the Photoshop, Instagram, perfect lives, like they feel totally isolated, like they can't be themselves, but it's because they've positioned themselves that way. So to me, success means inner peace. Because inner peace is something, like inner calm is even a better word. Because inner calm is something, and I think you have that. Inner calm is something you could have right now. You don't need money for it. You don't need resource for it. You just, it's like this air of like self-love. It's like why you created the Virtually Limitless podcast. It's why you have your beautiful baby next to your body, why you're showing up for your podcast, while you're running your business, while you're doing all the things, right? It's because you're like, I got this, inner calm. No matter what comes my way, I got this.
Something I've only felt. Girl, yes. Right? It's so incredible. But the thing is anyone can have it.
Anyone. Anyone. I mean, it takes work though. Like I meditate to Headspace. Yes. I deal with anxiety. So when I feel like an anxious attack coming on, I need to love myself enough to be like, I'm going to step away. I'm going to go meditate. I'm going to go eat a salad. I'm going to go take a walk instead of like give in to the anxiety. Like I feel like inner calm takes training. Like you can't just decide. You can decide to have the intent of inner calm, but I feel like to live in the habit of inner calm, you need to train yourself to exist in a state of intercom. And so I'm currently training myself for intercom.
But you made that decision, which is the pivotal point that I think so many in 2020 were challenged to make, because they're like, wow, you know, this pandemic slapped so many people in the face to be like, hey, wake up. Yeah. Are you happy? Are you fulfilled? You know, whether you're doing an amazing podcast or you're running, you know, crazy businesses like Esprit, or you're doing, you know, whatever it is, it doesn't even matter. Truly. Are you happy? Are you fulfilled? Are you, you know, seeking your purpose?
Yeah.
It's one of those things where it almost took that slap in the face.
Yeah.
In so many ways to stop people and realize that maybe this isn't what they were thinking, or redefine what that means for their business. And I love your vulnerability here, guys. And I think that that's something so overlooked in the influencer space, is we all look at those Instagram pictures. We look at the perfect brands, and yes, mine is far from it, but it's really one of those things where, you can appreciate the huge heart of the human behind the brand. And that's something that Esprit is sharing with us so genuinely today. And I think that that's something that, you know, so many brands miss. You know, here you're creating connection with people in a crazy time period, and so many people overlook the power, you know, thereof. They're so focused on the strategy and whatnot. What helps you overcome that fear of being vulnerable, even in a platform such as a podcast?
So
how do you do that for people that want to do better in that space? I would love for you to share your
business. So it's actually, I don't think a lot of speakers I hear like, get over your fear, or whatever. I say fear is there to protect you. Embrace the fear. It's there to guide you. I do things in regardless of my fear about it. So it's like, I am afraid and I am doing it anyway. I am afraid. Thank you, fear, for protecting me. And I'm going to get on that plane. I am afraid. Thank you, fear, for protecting me. And I'm going to invest in that thing. Hopefully a smart thing. I just acknowledge the fear, but I don't let the fear dictate my choices. However, I do want to become as intuitive as possible. Is the fear an instinct thing, like mayday, mayday, or is the fear an insecurity ego attack? Because if it's
that takes self-awareness,
it's hard and you don't always get it right. But I could tell you, I've traveled to over 100 countries celebrating women in tech. There has not been one time that I've gotten on a plane thinking this is like the right decision in my life. Like every time I'm on a plane, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Like, this is crazy.
I'm on a plane, you guys. Yeah.
Like, I'm on a plane to Bosnia. What is going on? Like, yeah.
I can guess, but I think that that's something so powerful. And I think, you know, a huge message for people right now is that things are uncertain: stocks, the markets, the businesses, maybe your family situation, unemployment, so many things are out of your control.
Yeah.
But you know, what Esprit is really saying is focus on what's in your control and use it, you know, with that fear, use that to drive you forward. I always use fuel as the fuel. Fear is the fuel for your faith. Man, that's a lot completely of the same row.
I don't know if I can say that very fast. I love that. But about what is in your control or what isn't in your control, that's the thing. Being a founder, really all of my career, I've been a waitress, I've been a lot of things, but I've always, and a founder, right? And being a founder, like for the majority of my career, I've wanted to control. I think we all want to control the outcome. Like, we're like, just get me to the outcome, get me to the riches, get me to the success, get me to the company acquisition, get me, right? And now there was the co-founder of a company called Basecamp, which was one of my favorite companies. He even said, like, it's the journey. And I'm sure we've all heard this. It's the journey to appreciate. But I'm like, yeah, journey. But recently I've redefined the word achievement, because what I've recognized is we actually can't ever control the outcome. Things are going to happen. Kodak's going to fail, right? And the only thing that we can control is consistency. And even with everything that goes on in our day, and sometimes we're in a bad mood, sometimes we're in a good mood, like, we could control incremental consistency. So like, maybe we can't do the full blown project one day, but can we do 2 minutes, which is really inspired from James Clear, Atomic Habits. Yes. So I think achievement is just being consistent incrementally every single day toward a bigger picture.
And that discipline is something that so many people are like, oh, I can't ever build up momentum, Esprit. I can't ever get ahead. You know, it's one of those things that it's so simple. It's hard. You know, it's not easy.
Yeah.
It's simple.
So simple.
But we as humans, it's so easy to focus on the fact that, oh, there's a shiny object that has the hack, or, oh, they've got the secret. No, actually you do. And yeah. I think that that's why we are truly virtually limitless if we so choose to, you know, not only apply this awareness and this reflection that we're talking about today, but truly embrace what it is that we're searching for,
yeah.
but actually follow through. And that's, you know, a huge accountability. So how do you Completely. Create that as a founder, CEO, just badass? How do you actually create that in your life and business? This is something super core to me. So I would love to how you implement it, you know, in the Esprit way. You know, everybody has their own.
Yeah.
James Clear has his Atomic Habits. They work for some and they don't work for others, but yeah. I'd love to hear what you do.
Sure. Well, James Clear really worked for me. The whole 2-minute thing, I highly recommend Atomic Habits and checking out his Instagram if you haven't seen it. The different things that I've put into place for myself, and they all work to varying degrees. There's an app called Coach Me where you could get a coach for as little as like $40 a month. And it's an accountability coach and you just text them what you get done every day. So I have that for both fitness and for business. But I noticed in 2020, like I was still making up excuses and be like, nope, I didn't do it again. Nope, I didn't do it again. So even with someone like holding me accountable, it's still up to me to do the thing. So what I've done differently is I still have Coach Me. In addition to that, it used to be called an Ink and Volt planner. Now I think it was called a Spark planner. And now it's called an Ink and Volt planner. It's the same company. They did a name change. It's a female founder. She was an engineer. And it's this book where you say, here's what I want in a year. Here's what I want in the month. Here's what I want in a week. And she like breaks it down and then you fill it in. And so I have this night routine, which is also part of my grounding practice where I write, okay, so 2021 for me is about three things. Super simple. I love what you said, Justine, because it's all about simplicity. It's
I'm
about
so
three things,
I'm
right? Self-care for my mind, self-care for my body, and consistency. Those are the three things, right? That's it. So every day me needs to be about self-care for my mind, self-care for my body, and consistency. Of the mind, body, and consistency, I have maybe 5 to 7 things within that. Things like exercise, read, meditation, and then company outreach, that kind of stuff, right? So I'm able to every day look at my calendar very simply and be like, did that aid to where I want to go in life? Did that mean, was that a community give, like a philanthropic give, or was that helping me accelerate forward? And, you know, like I stated early in our interview, I have a tendency to like overgive, like I'm not giving from a place of overflow. And yeah. So that's why this is helping me like fine tune my boundaries, fine tune how I invest my time. And then like I'm able every night to be like, okay, like, and I did this new thing where I write not what I didn't get done, which is what I used to do, because it gives me that defeated energy. I only write what I did. So I exercised, read, meditated, but only off of this very short, like of the 5 to 7 things,
yep.
of those things, what did I do? So I could see that I'm being consistent every day. And I could see if there's like a little thing that I'm not being consistent. So for example, I had an anxiety episode like earlier, I don't even know what day it is today, but earlier in the week, I think maybe over the weekend. And I noticed in my planner, there were 2 blank days and I didn't even like realize I hadn't done it. And I'm like, yeah, that correlates with my anxiety episode. What could I have done? What went differently? And so then what I did, just see, this is so many steps. I have the Aura ring, which tracks my sleep. And so, okay. So I look at my Aura ring, like the graph, and I notice I'd been sleeping like 5.5 to 6 hours. I didn't know. And then I'm like, huh, let me look at the days that I slept 8 hours. And then I looked and I'm like, whoa, huge correlation between having an anxious episode and not sleeping, like, so, right? Self-care of the body.
So true.
Self-care of the mind. Yeah.
Well, exactly. Well, and people forget, you know, when it comes to, everything is so connected. I'm not even going to go down that rabbit hole because that's a whole nother podcast episode.
Yeah.
But everything is so intricately connected, and these little puzzle pieces are actually huge. When
yeah.
you look at things like you just shared, that's a whole case study in
yeah.
and of itself. And
yeah.
it's just a testament to what these micro habits can really do. Yeah. In a consistent fashion.
Totally. I think I've shared like a lot of things, and maybe somebody listening is like, oh my God, she does so many things. I think just look at it like this, because everything's so different. You don't need to use the same things I'm doing or do the same things or do the steps. The only thing that matters, reflect back into your body. Do you feel a state of, even if things are awful right now, inside, do you feel a state of calm? Like I can overcome what's going on, or do you feel erratic, tired, and burnt out? Because like, if you feel the state of calm, you're on the right track. If you feel the other stuff, I say that like success that we have, like publicly, like public success is very loud and chaotic. And like, it's just loud, but actual success, to how I've defined success to myself, is extremely quiet and like private. And that's tough, right? Because we're in the society driven by ego and like social media and like show off.
Yep.
But so just like kind of do a check-in, like, is your living situation okay? Do you feel ease when you come home? Do you feel ease with the food you put in your body? Do you feel ease with what you're drinking? Do you feel ease with who you're spending your time with? Do you feel ease with what you're working on? Do a check-in. And if something feels like flow on what can you do to transform that into like going away or healing or whatever it needs to be. It's a work in progress.
And it's sometimes scary to do that because
totally.
You don't want to see what's going on. And so just to hear from, you know, a golden person, it's one of those things, you guys, we're all human, and everyone, I work closely with Dean Graziosi. It's one of those things where he will, you know, message his human and be like, wow, I just had this epiphany. This is not how we're going to do this. This is not what we wanted. You know, it's so crazy because we don't always see those private pivots.
Yeah.
They are so necessary, and sometimes they're the hardest ones to make because
completely
nobody can support you. Nobody knows, you know, I wouldn't have known right off the bat that, you know, Esprit has anxiety. She's so perfect on the show. I wouldn't know, you guys. One of those things where you can't always judge a book by its cover, and you just got to know there's a golden hearted human in front of you. And what can you do? How can you take care of yourself first? Put yourself in front of the mirror if you're struggling to think about who you're focusing on.
Yeah.
That's been something that I've told so many to do, and they're like, wow, it actually changed my perspective because it looked like I was looking at someone else. And it's
totally.
So easy for us to help others, but we lose sight of helping ourselves.
Totally. And one thing I had messaged a friend of mine the other day, which was interesting. I was talking about something that was bothering me, and I was thinking about how I felt in my body. And okay, this is going to go kind of like crazy level, Justine. You cool with this? This is going to be like super out there.
I'm here for it. Let's go.
I'm like, man, talking about this thing that's been bothering me feels really low frequency. I really want to live in a high frequency state. I feel like when I talk about these things, it's like I have a lot of power. Like I have lightning bolts like coming out of the palms of my hands. But then when I focus on low frequency things, it's like it interrupts those lightning bolts, and like I lose my superpowers. There's Why would I ever want to lose my superpowers? Why not choose to live in a high frequency state? So to kind of not give attention to the jerks of the world, because why would you ever want a jerk to take away your superpower?
Truly. Well, and it's one of those things that, you know, whether it's a superpower or just, you know, sometimes it's love. I feel like so many people feel robbed of their love because they gave it to someone that didn't deserve it. And so that goes back to the beginning of this interview, you guys, where boundaries are a healthy thing. And, you know, if you're doing this reflection, you're implementing these strategies and tangible hints and tricks, it's one of those things with those boundaries that's actually healthy for that person too. You're giving
yes.
them a chance to think of, wow, you know, Justine actually didn't answer my phone call. She sent me a message and said, hey, I'm not available. You can call me on, you know, whatever schedule or calendar. Like, that makes them think, wow, she actually values her time. Do I value my time?
Right.
You might be the changer. You might be the grace that actually blesses that person to realize that maybe they didn't have what they wanted either.
Totally. Totally. Completely agree. My mentor, he's like unbelievable at setting boundaries, and it's incredible how everyone just respects him.
We have to respect ourselves first. And I think that's probably something that he's developed over the course of time and is hopefully blessing into your life as well, where it's like, you know, sometimes, you know, when that's found, it's contagious, because then it's like, well, how everyone loves you. How do you manage to do it all? It's because they love themselves first. And, you know, you just talked about being overflow instead of pouring, you know, from your cup too.
Yeah.
That's how all of us want to be. And you guys, if you're listening to this, that's what we want genuinely for you. So whatever point, you know, resonated with you, let us know in the show notes. Let us
100%
know what's going on, because we want to support you. And you probably should be checking out Esprit's podcast and all her good stuff too, you guys, because she's going to have more of this gold in her neighborhood and with her tribe as well. But this is something that I think so many today really needed to hear, Esprit. I'm just so grateful. Yay. To talk. I would love for people to know exactly where to find you. Can you give them a couple of hints on how to track you down?
Yeah. I mean, I'm at Esprit Devora on all social, LinkedIn, Esprit Devora. And if you want to email me, esprit@hey.com, H-E-Y.com. But yeah, I'm always, I'm Miss Supportive over here. working on it.
Don't be surprised if she sends you a link to schedule.
Calendly is my best friend. Justine, I just did calendar blocking in the last 2 days, which I highly recommend.
Oh, isn't that so freeing?
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about that for just a couple of seconds. You guys, for those of you that don't know what calendar blocking is, it's like, the best thing that ever existed. So for me as a mom too, like we talked about a little bit earlier, how do you make sure I make sure that I get to wear the me hat first. And so I block out time for just me every morning because I can't serve. I can't be the best mom. I can't be the best everything, anything without making sure that I'm the best me.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that in the morning, and it's kind of unnegotiable. Is it sucky sometimes when I have to get up and I'm like, I just got to sleep? Yes. Yes. Sometimes it is very rough, but it is the most rewarding thing because it does keep me whole and in a place that I can overflow into others' people's lives. So I want to hear how you did it, Esprit. I want to hear what were some of your greatest things. Like, I'm doing this.
Okay. So I'm building a podcast network, and I currently have two successful shows. One's We Are LA Tech, one's Women in Tech. And then I have my own brand, Esprit Devora, right? It's a lot. So with those three, let's call just for a second, because I don't like to talk about myself in this way, but it's applicable in this context. So let's just say Esprit Devora is a third brand. So technically I run three brands, right? And of those three brands, I produce 19 event types, right? Every month, right? Crazy. You're like, I didn't even know I did this till I did my calendar blocking, right? So, and just a heads up, me prepping my calendar blocking, which I'm going to get into like what I did, took 2 days. So don't feel it has to be a fast thing. Like, I mean, not all day long, but I definitely spent like 2 days, a couple hours a day, maybe more, like figuring it all out.
Yeah. And strategy towards that.
Yes. Yeah. So I used Notion. If you guys don't know, Notion is like, it's like a note-taking, project planning, really loved it. I used Notion. I made a list of the main things. So on that list are exercise, reading as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also I had events, like these kinds of events. I do these meetups. I do these like clubhouse rooms. But you know, everything was broken down. So now I had everything that's important to me, and everything to evaluate whether it should continue forward, like, right, on a list. And then I plugged in that list into different days. So for example, Fridays today, and I know this is going to be published on a different day, but the day that we're speaking, Friday, is Fridays for me are about events like meetups and stuff like that. Thursday, and for me, Thursdays and Fridays are podcast interviews. Thursdays are for clubhouse rooms, right? Mm-hmm. Wednesdays are my meeting day. Tuesday is my content creation day. Okay. And Monday is I can't even remember right now because I just finished this in the other day. But oh, Monday's operations day, operations and management of my company day, right?
Yes. So like take off a week. I like
right? that. Like overseeing funnels. And that's a whole, I'm sure Justine could tell you that's a whole nother conversation. But the point is I broke it all down. So now I know that's what my intent is. Now, if I want to do a little bit of that on a different day because I find it fun or something, that's fine. But at least now when I wake up in the morning, I don't feel as a founder, the world's caving in. I yeah. feel like, no, I have my game plan for the day. I know where my attention is focused. And I know how each thing that I'm investing in is moving me forward. I'm able to evaluate it if I should take it off the list. So that's essentially...
Attention with intention.
Yes.
It's so
attention
powerful.
With intention. Yes.
Oh, girl, it's yes. so powerful. And the cool thing is too, is like, I got to tell you guys, we've talked about this a couple of times on the show. Clubhouse has to have a time slot. You can't be on Clubhouse all day, every day. I'm sorry.
No.
Heart, but it definitely has its place and it's super powerful to connect with awesome people like Esprit and other incredible people. John Lee Dumas is on there. I mean, like, guys, there's all sorts of great people on there. So definitely check it out. But I love how she just demonstrated there has to be a time and a place when you can really be present in that platform mm-hmm. too, because then that's when you're going to take out the most of that experience as well. So
yeah.
man, you guys, I could talk to this lady forever, but we're going to have to wrap this up. Is there last one bit of advice that you would share with our audience just for hope as we go into 2021? I think so many people are still trying to grasp onto something that just lifts their eyes upward and their hearts to a higher caliber too. What would you like to share with us?
All right. So I'm going to do two. One's from me and one's from my mom. The one from me is your intuition is your oracle for sure. And the one from my mom is every no is one step closer to a yes.
Ooh, I like your mom. Wow. I like your mom. Dang. My mom though, now that I think about it. Moms are kind of special. You take notes, little guy. Moms are kind of special. Wow. Anyways, we will wrap up, you guys. Thanks again, Esprit, so much for being on the show. It was just our pleasure to have you. You were incredible.
Thank you for having me. That you're just such a, you're honestly, you're a superwoman. Like, just wow to you.
There are so many of us out there. So for everybody that's out there too, that's momming through this, I think that we all just got to appreciate and love each other through this, whether you're mom, dad, you know, anywhere in between, there's so many people caring for each other. And that's what this is all about, is really supporting and making sure that you feel that connection during this case. So
100%.
Podcasts are the best. And we were so excited to have Esprit with us. Catch us next time, you guys, on the Virtually Limitless Show. Bye.
Bye.
If you learned anything from this show, make sure you leave a review and check out the description to join our community and grab some free resources. And make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Virtually Limitless.